Greetings in Jesus' name on this 26th day of January, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 10 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under beautiful conditions. The sun is just peeping up over the horizon. It's going to be a wonderful Wednesday. We're glad to be back at the radio mic today. We've been on traveling for the last 2 days, actually down to the Asheville Regional Airport, where I was part of a funeral service for my wife's grandmother, who passed away at the age of 91, a great saint of God. And we had her funeral on Monday there at the Good News Baptist Church in Candler, North Carolina, and then flew back home yesterday and was back home around the 3 or 4 o'clock hour. And we're back at the radio mic, and we are enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Looking forward to a powerful day of teaching Bible, studying and preparing our hearts for the evening message tonight, and continuing to press forward for the Lord. There's so much to do for Christ, and we want to be busy about the Father's business of seeking souls and feeding the saints and continue to see churches planted all across this region. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Matthew, chapter number 17. And when you come to Matthew 17, look in verse number 8, where the Bible says, "And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." This is the passage of the great transfiguration. And what an occurrence and what an occasion that this was. Peter and Jesus was there. And of course, some of the disciples, Peter, James, and John, it says in verse number 1. And they come up to a high mountain apart. Jesus Christ was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun. And his raiment was white as light. And an amazing occasion took place here. But the thought that is burdening me today is found in verse number 8, where the Bible says, "And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." How many a time in our life would be preserved from foolishness if we simply just saw Jesus only? How many occasions do we go through in a day whenever we see the circumstances and we see the obstacles, but we fail to see Jesus only? Even tonight, we'll gather for the midweek service, and us preachers, if we don't watch it, we'll see this in this section who's not there, and we'll see in the middle section who's not there. And we'll begin to add in our mind because we're but flesh. And we'll begin to process things and wonder why they're not there tonight. They must be backsliding. They must be leaving the Lord. And we'll begin to process all of this. Wouldn't it do us a great blessing to all of us preachers if we just simply saw no one but Jesus? When we got into the pulpit, if we just simply saw Jesus only. Whenever we begin to preach, if we just preached but Jesus only, wouldn't that be a blessing? Many of you have gone through great calamities in your life as of late, and you're wondering what you're going to do. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we just saw Jesus only? I believe the Lord was teaching his disciples a great truth that they would have throughout the rest of their life, that they must be careful about all of the different things that would distract them from clear vision. The vision that we must have today is we must see Jesus only. When we lift up our eyes throughout this day, I pray that we'll see no one but Jesus only. I believe the Lord will help us to be the best we can be for Him. If we live our lives like this and we serve the Lord Jesus Christ and see Him only, oh, we sing unto Him, we preach unto Him, we worship Him, we see Jesus only. Tonight, when we pick up that hymnal, instead of thinking about all of the different affairs of the day, when we pick up that hymnal and begin to sing, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine." Oh my, oh, when we see nothing but Jesus only, He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought, Oh, words with heavenly comfort roll. We start singing those songs and see no one but Jesus only. Oh, my. What a wonderful time we'll have. May the Lord prick our hearts today afresh and anew that we see no one but Jesus only. You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.